Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
Emma.
And you are with...
The Creative Clubbers Junior 4-H Club.
And you're their president.
Yes.
Is this a fun group?
Yes, very fun.
So now, what's your favorite part about 4-H?
My favorite part is working together and doing presentations.
Pretty cool stuff to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's your favorite presentation you've ever done?
Egg cookery.
Egg cookery. See, they do such cool projects. You'd never think of doing a project like that. What's your name?
My name's Shauna.
Now, you were part of the group when you went over to one of the nursing homes, didn't you? Tell me what happened when you went there.
We sang carols and we gave out Christmas cards.
They really enjoyed that too, didn't they?
Yes.
They'd like for you to come back, maybe?
Yes.
That'd be pretty cool. Now, what's your favorite part about 4-H? First of all, what's your name?
My name is Marina.
So now, Marina, what's your favorite part?
My favorite part is doing presentations.
Now, presentations, quick definition. What is a presentation?
A presentation is when you go and you find something that you like and you just make slides of it. And
then you go to somewhere where you present it to judges and then some win awards and you do all sorts of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite presentation?
My favorite presentation is one about Down syndrome.
About Down syndrome. Did you learn a lot about Down syndrome while you were doing it?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. So, thank you. Next we have, what's your name?
Allie.
So now, Allie, tell me about your favorite thing about 4-H.
I like doing the Project Record books, and it's like where you go and look back over that whole entire year that you've done in 4-H and make a book about it.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool, too. So you get to look back at everything you learned. So that would be pretty neat. Now, you did, your name is?
Catherine.
And you did a really special project. I think you said you took it to state because it's about your dad.
My project was about my dad.
And now your dad is?
Mitchell County Commissioner Jacob Willis.
So Jacob is somebody that a lot of us know because he's one of the Mitchell County Commissioners. So as you did this special project, did you do anything extra special with it?
I made a scrapbook.
So now scrapbook, what all was involved? Pictures of him and maybe some of the things that he's done?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds like that'd be pretty fun too. How did it do on the state level? Did you win any awards?
First.
First place. Can't beat that. Congratulations. Next we have...
Molly.
Now, Molly, tell me a little bit about what your favorite project is.
Mountain State Fair.
And what happened there?
We made stuff to go in the Mountain State Fair.
Stuff. What type of stuff?
Like wood burning, making jellies, and making snowman wreaths.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. So now, what about your favorite project? You want to tell me about your favorite project? First of all, your name.
I'm Emma, and my favorite project is record books.
Your record book is about the whole year, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So what were some of the things that you did this year that you got to put in your record book?
Doing the Apple Butter Festival and doing crafts and just all sorts of community projects and stuff like that.
Marina, I know when I got here today, you guys started your regular meet. After you got started, you had a special project you were working on today. Can you tell me what that was?
Yes, we were working on chemo care bags, and we were going to give them to patients at the Hope Center in Asheville.
So you had a list of things, and you guys had gathered up all the supplies. I saw blankets and caps and candy and just all sorts of good stuff. And at some point in time, those will be delivered over there?
Yes.
Well, that's a really neat project. You guys do a lot of projects like that?
Yeah, we do a lot of projects like that. We delivered peanut butter and jelly to the Guardian Ad Litem and to the Bryan Center.
Cool. So now, one of the other fun things going on, I got my own bag of trail mix. Do you guys make your own snacks and do fun stuff like that?
Sometimes we make our own snacks and sometimes we just buy them from the store.
But it's occasionally more fun just to make them, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's lots of other things coming up. You're going to be celebrating 4-H week in Mitchell County in November, 1st of November. You got any special projects planned for that, or are you still working on that?
We're still working on that.
Okay, well, maybe I can come back and check with you then and find out what you wind up doing, okay? Thank you all for taking a minute to talk to us. We've got some public service announcements that folks will be hearing on the radio over the next few weeks, and I just wanted for a second to talk to each of you so everybody kind of know who you were listening to when they hear you on the radio. So thank you all for talking, okay? We had a really good time recently visiting with the Creative Clovers of the 4-H in Mitchell County. They have a series of public service announcements that will be starting on the air soon, so you'll be hearing more from them. But I thought we'd do a quick visit and do a community close-up with them for today and just let you see what's going on with some of the 4-H'ers in Mitchell County. Thank you to the leaders and all of the students involved in the Creative Clover 4-H Club in Mitchell County. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.